nothing that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Brock Hunter.
Yo.
Just about quitting time. That's good news. That's good news for everybody. We're getting through this Monday, man.
Great news.
Obviously, we got what we learned on the show coming up here in a little bit. Don't forget to check out WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show page. Get all of your podcasts on there. Right now, though, let's do your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today.
Fact and opinion.
No, we just had like a long conversation, a longer than necessary conversation about hippos, but I have another hippo fact that I could share with you.
Another fact about your mom.
How dare you?
Yes!
How dare you?
She's a sweet lady. I'm kidding. It's around the holidays. I shouldn't say that.
You're a real son of a bitch, all right? You real bastard. Hippo skin can naturally produce sunscreen. They secrete a red fluid that works as an antibacterial and a sunscreen against the harsh sun in Africa. So not only can that thing chase you down and just murder you.
Murder and swallow you whole. But
also gets a nice tan.
Nice skin.
Good. It's good in the sun. Yeah.
I think it's a living tank. That is what that is. We looked up how much they weigh, like 4,000 pounds?
Just insane. Insane. Dude, and they're so perfectly adapted to their environment, all right, that now even their body creates sunscreen. Like, you're going to be walking across the Serengeti, all right? You're going to be just parched. You're going to be sunburnt. And then you're going to run across that guy who's just having a hell of a good time, and now he's going to kill you. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What weighs more, a hippo or a walrus?
I think a hippo. I think there's how much? Okay, well, now I'm going to look up this. How much does a walrus?
Who would win in a fight? Probably the hippo, right? The most deadly animal.
I think so. Yeah, walruses, look at these little bitches, only 2,200 pounds. Weak. Weak sus. Could you imagine swimming in the water and that thing?
Get me out of this water.
What the hell?
Seriously, that video of that hippo following the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
That is some Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Real life footage right there. My God, get me off this boat.
There's just so many things out there that could just kill you. Just hunt you down for sport. Like, you know, I know.
How is that? How is something that big living? Yep. You know what I'm saying? You got to eat a lot of stuff.
I mean,
to be 4,000 pounds.
Well, and they don't eat meat, do they? It's all
I don't know.
Vegetarian,
I've
isn't it?
I've seen them eat watermelons. People feed them.
Yeah, they love watermelons. Those hippos. That's your best bet in the wild. Is if you come across a hippo, I hope to God you're carrying a watermelon. I mean, like that's your only thing. That's the only way you're going to get away from that thing.
You know what they really like?
What?
Little marbles.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. I hate you.
Hungry hippos.
I hate you so very much. All right. What if that's you? You're getting ready to go.
Treat.
You're getting ready to go out on an expedition in the wilds of Africa.
They give you a little sack of marbles to feed the hippos.
Look, just in case you find yourself in a dire situation and there's a hippo coming out, you just roll these marbles at them. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I don't know what it is. Big,
I don't trust you, Mr. Guide. All right, that does not seem like it would work.
Wait a second.
Throw my. You know what?
Jesus.
I can't even be mad. I'm not upset about this. That was great. It was great. Just throw some marbles at the hippo, and you'll be fine.
There you go.
On that stupid note, let's get out of here. That is your final fact and opinion for a Monday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Like the song?